Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Beyond the junkyard echoes roar, shattered dreams and bloodstains pour, grit and glory all from war.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. And I'm sure you are all aware of the news that has taken place earlier this afternoon. We all heard earlier this morning that the legend Hulk Hogan has passed away. And I had plans to do some other things on this show. I had, obviously, you see my co-host usually for the Thursday live streams, Cody Marinara, is not here. He's having fun down in the Myrtle Beach area this week. So he'll be back next week. And I had some stuff planned for this episode, but I'm going to go ahead and scrap all of that, and we're just going to make this show a remembrance show in memory of Hulk Hogan. And so I have a bit of a kind of an opening monologue that I'll go through here in just one moment. And I just want to give the fans kind of, you know, a history lesson of who Hulk Hogan was and why he's so important to wrestling. And then at the end of the show, you know, if you have any thoughts or memories of Hulk Hogan, share them in the chat, and we will go through and read them. And just want to remember a wrestling icon for his contributions to the great entertainment sport that we have known as professional wrestling. So comment those below. Obviously, I'll get through some of the other stuff here real quickly. All the links to all of our sponsors and affiliate partners are in the link below, the description box below. Like this video, comment, share, subscribe. Let me know what you guys think about the passing of Hulk Hogan. Again, favorite memories or whatnot when it comes to his career. But without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let me take you on a journey that encompasses the life, the triumph, even the controversies, and ultimately the undeniable legacy of one of the most iconic figures in professional wrestling, and that is Hulk Hogan. We're going to dive deep into the world of the Hulkster, from his early days to his towering presence and his impact ultimately on the wrestling industry. We'll talk briefly about some of the storms he had to weather outside of the industry, and why his name will, what his name will mean for generations to come. So as the Hulkster once said, say your prayers and eat your vitamins. Because let me tell you, brother, what you're going to do when the legacy of the Hulkster runs wild on you. Let's start at the beginning. Born as Terry Bollea on August 11th, 1953. He was just a kid who loved music and had a knack for athletics. He grew up in Tampa, Florida, where he played baseball and was a musician, playing bass in local bands. But wrestling, that wasn't on his radar until much later when fate stepped in. In the mid-1970s, Terry was spotted by wrestling legend Jack Briscoe while lifting weights at a gym. Briscoe saw the 6'7", 300-pound behemoth that he was, and he just saw something in him. That charisma, that presence, and encouraged him to give wrestling a shot. Hogan's wrestling career began in 1977, training under Hiro Matsuda in Florida Championship Wrestling. Matsuda was no joke in training. On Bollea's first day of training, Matsuda broke his ankle just as a test of his toughness. When Terry came back, he proved that he had the grit to train under Matsuda. He debuted as the Super Destroyer, which was a masked wrestler. But it wasn't until he adopted the Hulk moniker, inspired by his resemblance to the Incredible Hulk, that things started clicking. Early on, he wrestled as a heel, another name for a bad guy, under names like Terry Boulder and Sterling Golden, working territories in Georgia and Alabama. See, that Hulk Hogan we know, though, well, that wasn't born until we caught the eye of Vincent J. McMahon, the head of World Wrestling Federation in 1979. Hogan's first WWF stint was brief. He debuted as a heel managed by classy Freddie Blassie, feuding with stars like Andre the Giant. But WWF wasn't quite ready for him yet. Hogan took a detour that would change everything. In 1980, he joined the AWA under Vern Gagne. He then started as a heel but quickly turned babyface because the fans just couldn't help but cheer for him. His charisma and his larger-than-life persona was magnetic. He was feuding with guys like Nick Bockwinkel, but Gagne didn't fully pull the trigger on making Hogan the top guy. See, that was a mistake because someone else was watching, and that someone else was Vincent McMahon Jr., who had just taken over the WWF from his father. In 1983, Vince Jr. brought Hogan back to the WWF with a vision in mind. He wanted to take wrestling from the small town smoky gyms to the large global arenas, but to do that, he needed a star. Enter Hulk Hogan. On January 23rd, 1984, Hulk Hogan defeated the Iron Sheik in Madison Square Garden to win the WWF World Heavyweight Championship. That moment just wasn't another title change. It was the birth of Hulkamania. Hogan then became the face of the WWF. As a red and yellow superhero preaching, train, say your prayers, and eat your vitamins. He was larger than life with his 24-inch pythons, his bandana, and that iconic theme song. The fans ate it up. The 1980s were the Hulkamania era. Hogan headlined the first WrestleMania in 1985, teaming up with Mr. T against Roddy Piper and Paul Orndorff, with Muhammad Ali as special guest referee. That event, broadcasted on closed-circuit TV, was the risk that ultimately paid off, putting wrestling on the mainstream map. Hogan defended the WWF title against legends like Andre the Giant, Randy Savage, and the Ultimate Warrior. But his match against Andre at WrestleMania 3 in 1987 with 87,000 fans in the Silver Dome. Brother, that's still one of the most iconic moments in wrestling history. Hogan body slammed a 520-pound giant. That's the stuff of legend. He held the WWF title for over 4 years, from 1984 to 1988, a reign that defined the era. But Hogan wasn't just a champion. He was a cultural phenomenon. He crossed over into movies like No Holds Barred, TV shows, and even into the music industry. He was on cereal boxes, lunch boxes, you name it. Kids wore Hulk Hogan t-shirts to school. Your parents...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Loved him because he was a role model. He told kids to stay in school, say no to drugs, and to believe in themselves. Wrestling had never seen anything like it. Hogan's WWF run continued into early 1990s with rivalries against guys like Earthquake and Sergeant Slaughter and Ric Flair. He won the WWF title multiple times, but by 1993, the industry was changing. The fans wanted edgier characters, and Hogan's superhero shtick was starting to feel outdated. So in a shocking move, Hogan left the WWF in 1994 and signed with Ted Turner's World Championship Wrestling. WCW was where Hogan reinvented himself. He first came in as that same red and yellow hero, winning the WCW World Heavyweight Championship from Ric Flair at Bash at the Beach 1994. But by 1996, wrestling was getting gritty with the Monday Night Wars, and Hogan pulled off the biggest swerve in wrestling history. At Bash at the Beach 1996, the leg drop to Randy Savage, turning heel, joining Scott Hall and Kevin Nash to form the New World Order. He dubbed, "This is the new world order of professional wrestling." The black and white Hollywood Hogan was born that day. A cocky, villainous version of the Hulkster who sprayed graffiti on championship belts and cheated to win. Fans were stunned the guy who told them to eat their vitamins was now a bad guy. And it was absolute genius. The NWO sparked a wrestling boom. And Hogan, as Hollywood Hogan, led WCW to dominate WWF and the ratings for 83 weeks straight. Hogan stayed with WCW until 2000, feuding with stars like Sting, Goldberg, and Diamond Dallas Page. But WCW's mismanagement led to its downfall, and by 2001, the company was gone, bought out by WWF. Hogan then returned back to the WWF, now marked as the WWE, in 2002, and the fans welcomed him back as the red and yellow hero again. His match against The Rock at WrestleMania 18 was pure magic. The Toronto crowd cheered for Hogan, proving that Hulkamania was still alive. Hogan won the WWE title one last time that year, cementing his comeback. After 2002, Hogan's in-ring career slowed down. He had stints in WWE, including a memorable feud with Shawn Michaels in 2005, and later joined Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, dubbed TNA, from 2010 to 2013. His final major wrestling appearance was in WWE in 2014 through 2015, though he didn't wrestle due to injuries in his age. The man at this point had taken a beating, had multiple back surgeries and hip replacements, gave everything he had in that ring. Without Hogan, wrestling that we know today, the wrestling industry we know today would not exist. Period. In the 1980s, wrestling was just a regular business. Small promotions in Memphis and Georgia, the Carolinas and Texas. Vince McMahon Jr. had that vision to go national and then ultimately global, but needed a star to carry that vision, and Hogan was that star. The charisma, his look, the ability to connect with fans made WrestleMania possible. WrestleMania wasn't just a show. It was the blueprint for wrestling as a global entertainment industry. Hogan's crossover appeal brought wrestling into the Hollywood scene, to MTV, to mainstream America. He made it okay for celebrities like Cyndi Lauper and Mr. T to be part of pro wrestling, paving the way for the Rock and wrestling connection. Hogan's influence didn't stop there, though. Without Hogan, we wouldn't have had the Monday Night Wars. We wouldn't have had the NWO. That was all because of Hogan's reinvention as Hollywood Hogan. The NWO changed wrestling. It introduced gritty storylines and factions that inspired groups like DX, Evolution, and even into today's world, AEW's The Elite. Every wrestler who's ever cut a promo on the big stage, every pay-per-view that sells out arenas, every kid that wears a wrestling t-shirt, they owe a debt of gratitude to Hulk Hogan. See, he wasn't just a wrestler. He was a catalyst for wrestling's evolution from carnival sideshow to a billion-dollar industry. And I'll stop right here and just say, let's not sugarcoat things, though. Hulk Hogan was just a character. See, the man, Terry Bollea, well, he was far from perfect. Outside of the ring, he faced controversies that have tarnished his image. In 2015, a leaked audio from a private conversation revealed Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea using racial slurs, comments tied to a personal dispute. The backlash was swift and brutal. WWE fired him, erased him from their website, and the wrestling world turned his back on him. Hogan has since apologized, saying that the words didn't reflect his heart, but the damage had already been done. Years later, in 2018, WWE reinstated him back into the WWE Hall of Fame after showing remorse and working to make amends. There was also that Gawker lawsuit where Hogan sued the media company over a leaked sex tape. Hogan won $140 million, ultimately bankrupting Gawker, but the case stirred debate about privacy, free speech, and Hogan's personal life. There's been a ton of criticism about his in-ring work. Some say Hogan wasn't a technical wrestler, that he relied on charisma over skill. Others accuse him of politicking backstage to stay on top, holding down younger talent. And yeah, even his reality TV show, Hogan Knows Best, and his personal life, the divorces, the family drama, all of that, they haven't always painted him in the best light. But this is where we need to have a talk. Hulk Hogan was the character. Terry Bollea is the man behind the character. They're not the same thing. The character, Hulk Hogan, was a superhero who inspired millions. He was the guy that slammed Andre and made kids believe in themselves. Terry Bollea, on the other hand, well, he's a human. Flawed and perfect, capable of mistakes, just like all of us. We have got to separate the two. Judging the character by the man playing the character's worst moment is like judging an actor for what a character does on scene, big screen, or like judging that character based on the actor that performed it. Hogan's contributions to wrestling, the joy he brought fans, the doors that he opened, those don't vanish just because of his personal failings. We don't throw out a Michelangelo piece of artwork because he was a messy guy. We don't stop listening to Beethoven because he had personal issues. So why are we trying to erase the legacy of Hulk Hogan? And let me say this loud and clear. To everyone out there applauding, cheering, celebrating Hulk Hogan's death, calling him trash on social media, you're the scum of the fucking earth. No cap, straight up on God. You don't get to revel in someone's pain. No matter what they did, Hogan has apologized. Hogan has faced his consequences. He's tried to make it right. And kicking a man after he's died? And laughing.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Crashing in his suffering, in his pain, in his death, that's not justice, that's cruelty. And to be honest, you're no better than him. You're just louder about it. If you're out there tweeting hate, celebrating the death of a 71-year-old man who's given his body and soul to the industry that you love and adore, you need to look in the mirror because that's where the real trash is. So what's Hulk Hogan's legacy? To be honest, it's complicated, but it's undeniable. And wrestling, Hulk Hogan's on the Mount Rushmore. He's the guy who made wrestling the household name. He turned it into a global phenomenon. Every wrestler today, from Roman Reigns to Cody Rhodes to Kenny Omega to Becky Lynch, they're standing on Hogan's shoulders. His promos, his charisma, his ability to draw crowds, that's the gold standard. The NWO's influence still echoes in every faction and every heel turn. It all gets compared to Hogan's heel turn. He perfected the heel turn. WrestleMania, SummerSlam, All In Texas, all of these big events that we love, they exist because Hogan made wrestling big enough for us to support them. But his legacy isn't just victories and titles. It's the kids who grew up believing in Hulkamania, who felt like they could overcome anything because Hogan told them to. It's the fans who packed arenas, chanting his name, feeling part of something bigger. Yes, Terry Bollea made mistakes, and he's paid for them. But Hulk Hogan, the character, is immortal. His legacy is the heart of pro wrestling. The larger-than-life stories, the heroes, and the villains. The moments that make us jump out of our seats. In the end, Hulk Hogan's story is about redemption, resilience, and revolution. He's a man who changed an industry, had a fall from grace, and kept fighting to define his place in history. When we talk about wrestling 10, 20, 30, 40, even 50 years from now, we will still talk about Hulk Hogan, not just because of his matches, but for what he meant to millions of people. And so what you're going to do, brother, when the legacy of Hulkamania runs wild forever? I don't condone all of his actions. I don't condone all of his out of wrestling conduct. But I will appreciate the contribution that Hulk Hogan made to define what it meant to be a pro wrestler, to make pro wrestling cool. Because without him, ultimately, I wouldn't be here today making this podcast. We wouldn't have wrestling as it is today without Hulk Hogan. And so, Hulk, thank you. You are a legend. You are the gold standard of what it means to be a pro wrestler. And so we're going to take a few minutes to reflect. I put together a tribute video, and then we'll come back. And I want to talk about what I believe could be the top 10 biggest moments in Hulk Hogan's career, and then we'll end the show. Watch this here. Thank you, Hulk Hogan, for the legacy that you will leave to pro wrestling. And so earlier today, when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about the legacy of Hulk Hogan, I thought, let's talk about some of his biggest moments in pro wrestling. And so I went to ChatGPT and I just asked, what are the top 10 biggest moments of Hulk Hogan's career based on historical significant impact to the mainstream and long-term effect on wrestling? And they gave me a list of the top 10. And so I'll go through them. Number one to number 10. And then if there's nothing in the chat, if there's no other comments, this is where we'll end here. As we remember Hulk Hogan, the number one biggest moment of Hulk Hogan's career was in January 23rd, 1984 on WWF on MSG Network. Remember at the time, WWF was just local to the north. Hogan defeated the Iron Sheik at Madison Square Garden, and this was the beginning of Hulkamania. This moment launched professional wrestling into the mainstream pop culture during the 1980s. For this ChatGPT ranking, the number two moment of Hulk Hogan's career was WrestleMania III, when he body slammed Andre the Giant March 29th, 1987, in front of a supposed crowd of 93,173 people in Pontiac Silverdome. Hogan slammed the 520-pound Andre the Giant and retained the title. It's still widely considered one of the most iconic moments in pro wrestling history. The third biggest moment of Hulk Hogan's career happened on July 7th, 1996. At WCW's Bash at the Beach, Hogan turned heel for the first time in over a decade, joining Kevin Nash and Scott Hall to form the New World Order. It revolutionized pro wrestling, reigniting the career of Hulk Hogan and triggering what would be known as the Monday Night Wars. The fourth biggest moment of Hulk Hogan's career was WrestleMania I. The main event on March 31st, 1985, when Hogan teamed up with Mr. T to defeat Paul Orndorff and Roddy Piper. The massive success of this event saved WWF financially and launched WrestleMania as the equivalent of the Super Bowl to pro wrestling. The fifth biggest moment of Hulk Hogan's career happened on March 17th, 2002, at WrestleMania X18, an electric icon versus icon match between The Rock and Hulk Hogan. Though Hogan lost, the crowd support led to his return as a babyface and revitalized his WWE run. The sixth biggest moment of Hulk Hogan's career happened on August 10th, 1996, at WCW's Hog Wild. Shortly after forming the NWO, Hogan defeated the Giant, known today as the Big Show, to win the WCW World Championship, solidifying the NWO as a dominant faction and Hogan as the leader of the NWO. Seventh biggest moment of his career, according to ChatGPT, occurred on April 21st, 2002 at Backlash. At the age of 48, Hulk Hogan defeated Triple H to win the undisputed WWE Championship, proving his lasting star power decades into his career. Eighth biggest event in Hulk Hogan's career happened on April 1st of 1990 at WrestleMania 11. And a rare clean loss for Hogan, he passed the torch to the Ultimate Warrior. The match was billed as the Ultimate Challenge and was a symbolic generational moment, a passing of the torch of the 80s to the 90s. The ninth biggest moment in Hulk Hogan's career was on March 30th, 2003 at WrestleMania. When a real-life feud turned into a storyline, Hulk Hogan faced Vince McMahon himself in a bloody brawl. It was billed as the match 20 years in the making. and highlighted Hogan's legacy as a WWE icon. And finally, the 10th biggest moment of Hulk Hogan's career happened on April 2nd of 2005, when Hulk Hogan was ultimately inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, solidifying his status as a legend. He was inducted by Sylvester Stallone and was a moment of validation for Hogan on his influence on not only pro wrestling, but pop culture as well. What other moments do you remember of Hulk Hogan? I remember his year-long wait between Hogan and Sting, and the finale of that feud didn't end the way that it probably should have, but that's a big moment, and there were several others in between. Comment below. What are some of your favorite Hulk Hogan moments? Well, that's where we'll leave this episode here. I'd ask you to like this video and to share it, to comment below some of your favorite things about Hulk Hogan, to subscribe to the channel. But that's not important today. Next week, we'll continue the tribute. We'll allow my co-host, Cody, to share a few things about Hulk Hogan as we get going, as he gets back onto the show next week. But yeah, we'll leave this here. And I appreciate anyone that tuned in to join us in this tribute episode of Hulk Hogan's career. And I just want to make it very clear. Terry Bollea had some issues. Very big issues. That I don't condone. That I don't endorse. But Hulk Hogan, ultimately as a character, Hulk Hogan is bigger, or makes wrestling bigger than what it was before he entered. He made wrestling matter in the 80s, ultimately leading to today. And while I don't necessarily care for him as a person, I'm ecstatic that the rumor is that as a religious man myself, that he has given his life to Jesus and was baptized, and so I think that there's hope, and I choose to believe that if he was serious about his faith, that I'll get to meet the Hulkster one day. Doesn't excuse the past issues that he did, and I get it. I get why people have the hurt that they feel about him. But one thing that I don't condone is celebrating his death. I think that's disgusting. I think it's the lowest form of humanity that there is. And quite honestly, it makes you no better than what you picture him as. But I'll leave it there. I'll leave it there. Let me know what you guys think. I'll talk to y'all on Saturday. I got some stuff planned for Saturday. I think I'm going to combine what this episode was supposed to be with what Saturday's episode was supposed to be and combine it into one episode. And so stay tuned for that. Until next time, everyone, this is Junkyard James. I'll talk to you Saturday on the Saturday show, and me and Cody will be back next Thursday to jump back into some action. We'll see you on the next one.